Hi, this is Jeffrey Lewis, and you're listening to CITR.
Take me out to the ball. Because to have a democratic society, you need to have a vibrant, healthy...
AMS.
It's axiomatic. It's the cornerstone of democratic theory.
Democracy is in the air again here on UBC campus. The Alma Mater Society referenda will be held March 25th to 31st, and a number of hot topics are going to be on the ballot.
With the UPass contract expiring this year, UBC students need to come out in force to support the new contract, or the UPass will be lost next year.
Since the Student Union building was built 40 years ago, the student population has more than doubled. The Sub is the least sustainable building on the UBC campus, and it's time for a better building that reflects students' needs.
Keep your eyes peeled for more information or check out the AMS website at www.ams.ubc.ca. If you would like to get involved, you can email referendum@ams.ubc.ca.
You need to have a wide range of opinions on the important issues of the day so people can formulate their own opinions.
In Beth Israel Hospital, could that help to explain why I love the Fenway so well? Nowhere do I feel more at home, it seems, than on the Fenway, where I've dreamed my dreams. When I was small, they took us to Old Mechanics Hall. We got to see the mighty Ted Williams put one over the right field wall. Oh man, nostalgia comes out every day, it seems. On the Fenway, where I've dreamed dreams. Sometimes it rains, and then it's just damp and cold. Sometimes I've roamed its little path when I felt old. Now smell the air, and you'll smell exhaust fumes everywhere. Cause the place is just too narrow not to be bothered by them there. But there's silence to the place when you stand there in the sun. And there's an echo from an era that's already passed and gone. And there is silence in the Gardner Museum.
Where is that?
It's on the Fenway where I've dreamed my dream. Well, I feel old, clap your hands. Clap that old and hello. And there's a silence to that place as you stand there in the sun. And there's also this haunting silent sorrow, cause the glory days have gone. And there's silence in the Gardner Museum. Well, it's on the Fenway, you know, where I've dreamed my dreams. Boston's Fenway, where I've dreamed my dreams.
Nice little flourish there at the end by Jonathan Richmond. That was, like I said, Jonathan Richmond and the Modern Lovers from his awesome, amazing album, Rockin' and Romance. I'd say it's my favorite. It's also sadly out of print. It hasn't come out on CD, and it's pretty hard to find on record, but on vinyl. But if you can find it, it's definitely worth it. It's and you can find it online, most of it. Before that, we heard Pamela Neal with her song Charlie Hustle. It was a baseball-themed disco song from the 80s, or late 70s, I guess, dedicated to Pete Rose, about Pete Rose, really, Charlie Hustle from the Cincinnati Reds. And baseball season is upon us. It's back already, kind of surprising. It's snowing outside right now, and baseball is back. It's good news. So the Red Sox, you'll be happy to hear, won their first game. They played in Tokyo against the Oakland A's, and things get back into earnest on the 31st. If you're interested, UBC Thunderbirds, the baseball team here on campus, are playing at Nap Bailey all this month on weekends. And, you know, lovely way to spend a Saturday or Sunday afternoon hanging out at beautiful Nap Bailey Stadium watching baseball. On today's show, we're going to hear Some live cat power, some new silver Jews, and a bunch of other things. But at the, right up next, we're going to hear some Julie Dwarin. She's coming to town next week on Tuesday, or maybe a week and a half away. Anyways, so I'm going to play a song that she did with Calvin Johnson, covering, sort of covering, the Halo Benders, which is the band that Calvin Johnson's in, with Doug Marsht from Built to Spill. So we're going to hear their version of Lonesome Sundown. And yeah, it's pretty nice. Their voices complement each other quite nicely. After that, we're going to hear Cat Power from her from a live session she did for French television called The Black Sessions. She performed, I guess this is like a couple weeks ago. Anyways, we're going to hear the song Lived in Bars and then a bit of Dusty Springfield to round that out. So here we are. Here is Julie Dwarin and Calvin Johnson.
Black River flows so slowly. There's no knowing its direction. As aimlessly I've followed you, according your affection. As surely as it's flowing down, I'll hear that high, lonesome sound. Another solitary sun westbound towards lonesome sundown. Lonesome sundown. Lonesome sundown, sundown. Lonesome sundown. Lonesome sundown, sundown. Lonesome toy, a lonesome task. Bring us comfort from the past. Store a bottle down the path. Quietly celebrate what we don't have. Sun shining, reminding us of comfort from weather-beaten hands. Sunset home, six silhouettes against the rope-burned west.
Lonesome sundown.
Lonesome
sundown.
Lonesome sundown.
Lonesome sundown.
Lonesome
sundown.
Lonesome sundown. And why the sun will rise and set. Just as I don't burden our last scene with no regret. Heading west out across the tracks, then deep currents draw me back. Still waters can often hide the fact. Two hearts are crossed so deep.
Lonesome sundown.
Même quand même une chanson The Greatest, pour terminer cette Black Session exceptionnelle avec Cat Power. Un grand merci, Sean Marshall.
You've been crying, your face is a mess. Come in, baby, you can dry the tears on my dress. She's hurt you again, I can tell. Oh, I know that look so well. Don't be shy, you've been here before. Pull your shoes up, lie down, and I will lock the door. And no one has to know you've come here again. Don't ever be like it's always been before. Come on over here, breakfast in bed. What's your hurry? Please don't eat and run. You can let her wait, my darling. It's been so long since I've had you here. You've come again, darling, for me, like it's always been before. Hey, Charlie.
All right, that was Dusty Springfield from her classic album, Dusty in Memphis. An album that's frequently compared to Cat Power's The Greatest, very favorably for The Greatest, I should say. Just because it was kind of a similar circumstance where this singer was put in with this hot band in Memphis and came up with a great session. And before that, we heard Lived in Bars from the album The Greatest by Cat Power from this the Black Sessions, a French television, I think, live concert that she did. And then before that, Lonesome Sundown by Julie Dwarin and Calvin Johnston. Okay, moving along here on Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. The next thing we're going to hear is a bit of the new Silver Jews. This album is coming out later on this year. It's called Lookout Mountain, Lookout Sea. It's a bit strange. You know, David Berman, the guy from Silver Jews, is kind of a strange guy. This is very country flavored, but I like it. And you should definitely pay attention to the lyrics when listening to the Silver Jews. He's a great lyricist and poet. He has a book out. The album's coming out on Drag City, and he has a book out on Drag City, a book of poetry that's really, really good as well, but $45, so I'll never buy it. This song's called San Francisco, B.C., and after that, we're going to hear some Neil Young and some Kinks, just because they're both great songs, and I recently came across them. The song that we're going to hear from Neil Young is from his album On the Beach. It's called For the Turnstiles. I first heard this song. I'm not a big Neil Young aficionado like other people. I like him. I respect him. He's a legend. But I don't know his back catalog super well. And this song I first heard when Akron Family performed a cover of it at the Media Club a couple years ago, and I loved it. So we're going to hear For the Turnstiles, the original by Neil Young, and then the song This Time Tomorrow from the Kinks album Part 1, Lola versus Power Man, and the something else. And this is on the Darjeeling Limited soundtrack, the movie by Wes Anderson that recently came out on DVD. Okay, enough talking. Here's Silver Juice.
San Francisco, San Francisco, BC. I lived with my true love and she lived with me. Romance is the douche of the bourgeoisie was the very first thing she imparted to me. We had sarcastic hair, we used loose pseudonyms. We got a lot of stares on the street back then. Since her dad, a local barber, had been beaten to death, she had become a vocal martyr in the vegan press. The cops had failed, they couldn't catch a bus. They were looking for a male with a bad haircut and her tumbleweed. Exit love and our affair d'amour was set on self-destruct. Said, you don't make enough to provide for me. I said, what about the stuff that we quote believe? She said, I left that on the sands of history. I found a new man who'd take care of me. He dresses for success and emergency, and he moves a lot of concrete on the QVC. That he made. His name was Mr. Games and he owned the place. It was a lowly bar and grill in the lower Haight. He had a jeweler's hands and a blurry face. He knew I needed a chance, so he gave me a break. If I hire you now, can you start today? I got a high-rise job down by the bay. Just a couple of rocks and some firearms. There's not many locks and just one alarm. My stepson, Gene, will pick you up and drive. Try to be his friend. He's got a friendly size. Dollhouse lightning and the next thing I knew, we were back at our point of rendezvous. I was in the possession of burglary tools, children's fur coats and diamonds and jewels. Gene was talking about insignificant shit, just like the crooks in the movies when they do that bit. Of metal should be heavily garnished.
waiting for his dad to meet us there. Gene took off his hat and I noticed his hair. It was neatly trimmed, but a patch was bare. I knew it wasn't New Wave, it was human error. For I knew what I said, killer cut. I watched him silently putting out a cigarette butt. Then he came at me with some fist cuisine. I had to duck aside, and that was bad for Gene. Cause when he went by me, he tripped and fell through the glass coffee table at the Wong Hotel. Right there and then, Mr. Gaines walked in. With my ex true love on his gamey limb. Killer's dad was her new beau, and Gaines had a wife. What do you know? She got real, real quiet till we chucked the kid. Then she went her way and I went his. Old San Francisco, San Francisco, BC.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Dunkin' Donuts. That was The Kinks from the early 80s with their song This Time Tomorrow. Before that, we heard Neil Young with his song For the Turnstiles. Luke is here. Hi, Luke. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
You look a little sore from dodgeball last night.
Yeah, I've got some burn on the shins. I relearned the lesson that gym floors and skin
worst
don't
thing.
Mix. Yeah. And I had been pretty timid in my dodgeball playing, and I realized that I just had to be more gung-ho. And so I sprinted for the center line at the beginning of the thing, and then slid.
Mistake number one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's worth it. It's good for dodgeball.
That King song ruled.
Yeah, it was really good.
And it's even from the 80s. So what a consistently great songwriter.
I know. And he has a new album out. I haven't heard it, but
I'm sure it's got at least one gem on it, you know?
Yeah,
the guy gets shot and he's still, you know, he gets shot from getting his wife's purse back. You ever hear that story?
No,
in New Orleans? Him and his wife are walking down the street. His wife gets his purse snatched. He chases after the dude. The dude turns around, shoots him. He still manages to tackle the guy and get his wife's purse back. Like, don't mess with Ray Davies, man. Like, I'm serious. What a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trooper. We were comparing our weekends as well. We both got pretty good.
Diametrically opposite.
No, they're pretty busy.
They're busy.
Yeah. So what are you doing tonight?
Well, while you're at Vampire Weekend, there's a really great show going on at the Anza Club tonight. Four fantastic local bands, but it's the CD release for the Hawaiian Bibles, who have a brand new album out, getting some serious attention here at CITR, and it should, because it's a great little record. And you should check it out if you're not doing anything. If you're feeling a little sad from not being able to see Vampire Weekend because it's sold out, or you're not hip enough to find out about, and if you believe the hype, exactly, come down to the Anza Club, Hawaiian Bibles. They're great.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to the ministry tomorrow. What are you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'm going bowling.
Nice.
And then also, tomorrow I'm going to try and make it to the One Cool Word anniversary party.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Lauren there. It's at the Grace Gallery at Main and Third. And then also, I'm going to try and make it to the Greenbelt Collective, B.A. Johnson, Roll Mock, and Impossible Babes at Hoko's.
Wow.
We'll see how that turns out.
That's a full thing. And then, what's going on at Hoko's on the 5th?
On the 5th, yeah. That's the hot ticket.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the Blanket, Don LaRange from the Doers, Candles, International Falls, Joel Tong, Mount Erie, No Gold, and October.
Holy cow. Now, if that just don't beat all.
So, yeah, that's an all-ages show at Hoko's on April 5th. And so we're going to hear some International Falls. We're going to hear some Hawaiian Bibles. We're also going to hear some Bob Wiseman. He's playing tonight as well.
We have his new one as well.
Yeah. We're going to hear something off of The Legend. Kind of, I think it's live recording.
Cool.
I'm not sure. Some other shows coming up on the All Ages Tip. Black Mountain is playing up here at the Sub on April 6th. Julie Dwarin is playing with the Super Fantastics in the Wintermit at St. James Hall on the 8th of April. Cat Power is at the Vogue on the 10th, and The Blow is playing at St. James Hall on the 17th. Some of those are AMS events shows. They're really
They're bringing them in.
They're bringing the rock. In other show news, non-all ages shows, Terror Bird is playing with White Owl and Boogie Monster at the Astoria on the 29th. That's this Saturday. White Lung is playing with Transmitters and Vapid at the Railway on the 4th. Modern Creatures is playing with Cult de Cargo and Danny Does It at the Astoria on the 5th. And I'm going to stop it there.
Cool.
Oh, two new shows that just got announced on the April 29th, Blood on the Wall.
Yeah, Pat's Pub.
That should be wicked.
That's going to be very wicked.
And on May 7th, this will be amazing. Yo Majesty, do you know them?
No.
They're this Florida lesbian rap troupe thing. They're awesome.
That's truly a genre I know not. I'm not. I need to be more educated about the Florida lesbian hip hop.
And Does It Offend You? Yeah. They're on the same bill at Richards on Richards on the 7th.
Right on.
I'll be there.
And don't forget about Acid Mother's Temple on the 4th at Pat's. So
there's
no reason not to go out and spend money on music.
Exactly.
Because you've been downloading it for 3 years anyways. You know, you might as well give something back.
So here is the Hawaiian Bibles with There's Good People in the City, the title track from their new album.
Yes.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
I get fed up with always looking down. It's not serious, no.
Sounds tragic, all these ex-girlfriends. But there's someone else in the picture now. And when I met this person, she was involved with someone else. And I'm no bastard. So I just looked the other way, you know? Like, I realized I had a very unique crush on this particular woman, but... You know, she was involved with someone. And even though I knew that their thing wasn't working, I looked the other way. I was like, not gonna do that. And not that she was either. But nonetheless, from afar, you know, with trauma, I write songs. So from afar, I started writing this song. Married woman, I love your bouquet. Married woman, but I must look away. But I mustn't look your way. I've been in the desert now for what feels like 40 years. I know a thing or two about mirages and how they disappear. Married woman, I'm afraid of your evil double. Married woman, 'cause with her I could make trouble. Been on the other side. I was killed one time. then they broke up before I finished this song. And I was in there like a dirty shirt immediately, taking her out. And now, you know, like, really, should I finish the song? Why even bother? You know, it's going really good. I need to new songs now, not about her being married. So.
The Leo Ramirez Show, the best mix of Latin American music, news, sport, and commentary from around the local and international Latin American communities. Saturday, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. El show de Leo Ramirez, la mejor mezcla de música, noticias, deportes y comentarios de la comunidad latinoamericana. Sábado de 5 a 6 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM CITR.
Hey. There we go. Turn off the cue. All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin' Donuts. Just a few more minutes left. I'm going to... there we heard... what did we hear? Really together right now. We heard Bob Wiseman. He's playing tonight at the Biltmore. And before that, we heard International Falls, who are at Hoko's on the 5th. And before that, we heard... what did we hear? We heard... I got caught unawares that I had to get back on the air. We heard Hawaiian Bibles, who are playing tonight at the Anza. Lots of great music in this town. So to finish things off, we're going to hear Destroyer. His new album is out. It's called Trouble in Dreams. And we're going to hear the song Dark Leaves Form a Thread. I hope you like it. He's coming to town at the end of May. He's playing at the Commodore. Could be good. Coming up, we have Marielle with We All Fall Down. How's the show looking, Marielle?
I'll have to wait and find out.
All right. keep them guessing. Keep them tuned in. All right. Later on, we have Robin with Ink Studs and Brendan with Crimes and Treasons. If you like what you heard, you can check out our podcast at citr.ca or check out the blog for Dunkin' Donuts at Dunkin' Donuts. If you didn't like what you heard, try to hack into CITR's website and shut that mother down, because you don't want to keep it going. Or send me a nice email and tell me what a douche I am. That would be okay, too. Okay, that's it. Have a good week. Here's Destroyer.
Susan, the truth is, sipping sherry branded by moonlight's just a game people are playing tonight. Seriously, terror advances. In America, in churches of reading sick. Nah, it's cool, you go, I'll stay perfectly at home with this dread. Dark leaves for my thread. The waitress is there. A late September sunlight travels through her hair. It wants to be seen. Nah, it's cool. You go, I'll stay perfectly at home with this dread. Dark leaves form a thread. We'll be right back.
Well,
I love all type of, I love art also, and I consider art everything.
I love art. Art is just like dope.
It expresses the artist's feeling about his or her life.
Mm.
You know, people don't think dogs playing poker is high art.
It's pop art, isn't it?
I don't know. I just think it's really cool.
Whatever you think is cool, we've probably got it on Arts Express, where we cover theater, film, music, dance, comedy, literary events, and everything in between. Tune in every week to find out what's going on, what's worth checking out, and to hear some great interviews with artists here in your community. That's every Tuesday at 2 with myself, Katie Fitzpatrick, Arts Express, here on CITR 101.9.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure... Remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeehaw!
know that you want it. Let's make out, cause I know that you want it. Let's go down where the hearts are broken. Fix them all in time.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle, and I'll be your host for today's show, as I usually am. You just heard the Ravenettes off of their latest album, Lust, Lust, Lust. That song was, I believe, their first single off of that album. It's called Dead Sound. Not a lot going on this week, so I don't have a lot to talk about. I do, though, have shows to talk about and also new music, which I suppose is why you're listening to this show. At least I would hope so. I hope I'm at least a little bit informative sometimes. Anyways, you guys can call in, place a request if you feel the need to do so at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. Don't remember what I was going to say. I was going to talk about something. Oh, yes. Broadway Calls. Band from Oregon are coming up to Vancouver. They're playing a show here. They're playing this weekend at the Media Club with a whole bunch of really rad local bands. It's the first annual... The posters say it's the first annual bro show. I don't really know what that means, but I'm just going to assume that it means that the local bands that are playing are all bros with each other. So they're probably going to play more shows together. Something like that. Anyways, Broadway Calls, Living with Lions, and I believe like two or three other bands are playing at the Media Club this Saturday, March 29th. So how about we start off the show with some Broadway Calls and then see where that leads us. You can check out podcasts for the show and many other CITR shows through CITR's website, which is citr.ca. And you can check out playlists online for my show because I update it every week very diligently at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Start off with some Broadway Calls on We All Fall Down.